This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
First, we're going to start with... I can't find it.
I'm going to do it. Ready?
This is not going well this morning.
See? What did I tell? I was like, wait until you have to play pervert and you're going to look for it.
I got it.
Happens every time.
I gotta familiarize myself.
I know. You'll lose it every time.
Dave and Chuck the Freak's pervert of the day.
Yep.
Today's pervert is a Florida acupuncturist
who has
now been arrested for recording female patients with his hidden camera pen.
Oh, one of these guys.
Dr. Renee Ng is back behind bars for secretly recording female patients as they undressed. He worked as an acupuncturist at Chinese Medical Solutions. He was previously arrested for allegedly recording a female patient back in January.
He looks like a villain.
He does.
He really does.
Yeah.
How many notes has he taken for his acupuncture?
None. Zero.
Quite a few. Quite a few.
I think you need that pen, sir.
Let me just pay.
Oh, yeah.
Now they filed 8 new charges against the man. According to his arrest affidavit, Ng used a pen with a hidden camera to film many women without their knowledge. A witness said he would only record attractive female patients, typically blonde women younger than 50.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with him on that.
The witness detailed the man instructing the patients to get undressed. He then placed the pen in a coffee cup filled with cotton balls.
So it would stand straight up?
Yes, so that would stand upright.
Yeah, that's how he got busted, right?
Yeah.
Someone was like, what is this guy doing?
Why is that there?
Once the women were undressed, he'd return to the room and put the pen in his pocket.
Yeah.
It's believed the cotton balls were used to prop up the recording device while filming the patients as they disrobed, as we said. And he would always treat more attractive patients favorably.
Sure.
Becoming aggressive to get them on the schedule.
I need you in.
Yeah. That'd be weird in itself.
Yeah.
An acupuncturist calling you to make sure you came back.
Yeah. Oh, come on. You got to be feeling like crap.
Such a weird thing, acupuncture.
I know.
I didn't know you had to get naked for it, though, I guess.
I don't know if you do.
I don't, well, no. I think, like, say if I'm going to do all your back and everything, I can understand you're going to take your top off. Maybe take your bra off.
It's like lower back, maybe.
Maybe do you get some in the butt?
I think you get it all over your body.
And then you may have to get nude.
You know?
Typically, I don't think you get nude, but...
Okay. A search uncovered 2 USB iSpy Pen Pro HD devices. He had one in his backpack and another in his pocket when he was busted. They had several videos and several stills of women undressing without their knowledge. All the victims are adults.
Yeah. And even if all he said was change from your normal clothes into this
gown,
he just gets you as you're changing.
Mm-hmm. I wonder who, like a Lisa Wei type person, was in there. And
that's, yes, right? 100%.
A woman's going to notice a pen and cotton balls because it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
That in my God. Okay, you get undressed. Just let me.
Yeah.
Why is your...
Hold on, I just got to put a couple of things
in there. Yeah, like I put a bunch of cotton balls
in
something.
In there.
Yeah, like, oh, that's weird.
Isn't that weird?
Just that's give me one minute. All these things in there.
Okay, there we go.
It's
funny. Everything's good and you get naked.
Yeah, it is funny to see him like placing it in and like try twisting it. Like, hold on. Go ahead. And there we go.
Oh, yes.
Just don't. No, don't touch that.
Do for notes.
Please. He thought he was smooth, though.
He bet he was not.
Well, no. He got away with it probably
for
a while.
Times.
Yeah.
Unsuspecting people, I guess. Just assume anywhere you get naked these days, someone's taping you.
It's just too easy. It's just too easy to get them.
That's the problem. We've made it too easy for perverts.
Yeah. Well, look at that guy. Like, you should trust that guy.
Yeah.
No.
Even without
the
I would not let
balls.
Him stick anything in me.
I'll be honest, though. He looks like a healer to me. Like, so he can be a
big
villain,
like,
but also
like the guy from Gremlins.
Yeah, let's say I had something really wrong, and they'd be like, can I help you? You know, like, I'm like, yes, you are the person I'm looking for. My back
hurts. Seen too many 80s movies.
I know.
Like, he has ancient wisdom.
Exactly.
Chinese
like the guy from The Golden Child.
That's the name of the place, right?
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so Chinese Medical Solutions.
Yeah.
And then he was arrested back in January for the first time. But that's when they looked into him. He's 62 and he's still doing that. Jesus, you never stop being a pervert, I guess.
And sometimes I think your pervism takes off. Like maybe you had it together for 50-something years, but then...
I feel like he just like happened upon that pen technology. Like
that's it.
It's like, ah.
Like, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? Like, right. Did he find the pen and become the perv? Yeah.
No, pervs seek out the pens. Mm.
Yeah.
He was a perv all of a sudden, someone handed me?
That's it.
If someone handed you a pen camera, you're all of a sudden be like, oh, I'm going to put it under the desk.
Well,
no, you have to have it in you.
I mean,
seek it out.
Okay, but what if, like, I'm a perv, which I am.
But you're not that kind of a perv.
But that's what I mean. But then all of a sudden you're presented with these things and it's like burning a hole in your head. Like, you're like, man, I got that camera. What can I do with it? How can I get Dave?
Okay.
How can I set this up in the washroom to see Dave's junk?
I can help you with that.
Okay, good.
For pens.
We'll put a pen cup right there in the bathroom, right on the floor.
I think we'll put cotton balls in it?
Yeah, load it full of cotton balls. So the pen will stick up out of the top of the cup and we can get the perfect crotch height.
Mm. Perfect. We already have it figured out.
Watch out for that, you perverts. So James is definitely going to be jealous of Sandra Bullock's latest role, in which she comes eye to eye with Channing Tatum's flesh cannon.
Oh my goodness. Like looking into the eyes of God himself.
Yeah.
She was on the Late Show with Stephen Colbert talking about her new film, The Lost City, which James enthusiastically explained to us yesterday.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a great one.
But she spoke about how little Channing Tatum wears in this movie. She said he's stupid naked in this film.
Wow, I was already planning to see it. Now I've got to see if I can get the bootleg version of it off the internet early.
Yeah.
So they had to film a scene, and this has been in the trailer, so it's not a spoiler. She has to pull leeches off Channing Tatum's naked body.
Okay.
I've watched the scene many times so far.
And for the scene, he decided not to wear a cock sock.
Oh, wow. Oh, good
he
man.
Was so just going to be
he doesn't need one.
Completely naked.
Have a gander, everybody.
Sandra Bullock talked about what that was like to film. Here she is explaining it.
And there's a moment at which he turns around so you can check the
he
front.
He does. So I
is that CGI?
No.
You're there.
Fully there. Full on. Face to face with the landscape that I needed
to. Tete-a-tete, as we say.
Full on tete-a-tete, yes. And I had to, I had to spend some time down there just making sure that...
No leeches.
No leeches. And I had a lot to say to it, apparently.
Yeah.
As one does.
Sure.
When you're down there, you might as well just get to know it.
Right. Your character is reacting in that moment.
Yes.
As if...
There's a surprise.
And that perhaps he is generously endowed,
or not?
Oh, it's just
the
a
character.
Surprise.
The character, not.
I hadn't
Channing.
Thought about that.
Yes,
okay,
no.
So it could be. It could swing either way.
Well, I mean,
you never know.
You swing into the well endowed.
Let's just say.
Say it.
That.
Uh-huh.
I honestly didn't notice because I didn't want. I didn't know. I didn't want
that
to.
That speaks volumes.
No. You, in all honesty, when you're down there and you have two pages of dialogue,
Got
if
it.
You're looking directly at it, you'll get nothing done. So I looked. I looked at his left thigh, just like the crease between the
uh-huh.
that area and
yeah,
where
this thing, that thing right
no,
there.
No, that's no
that,
that that's higher up. I had to look down
oh, wow.
where it might be, but I just grazed it here, and I focused more on the left inner thigh.
Okay.
Jesus.
James would have been missing his lines all the time just to extend that.
It would have like reset my whole brain. I would have been like, I don't know what I'm doing anymore. I'd be hypnotized by his wang.
It's such a crazy thing to think of, though, right? I mean, all jokes aside. So this was apparently his first or second day filming.
Right.
And you have to walk onto a set. There's Sandra Bullock, one of the most famous women in the world. And you got to get naked.
But he was a stripper, right?
Yeah,
like,
still,
that is his backstory.
Still,
like, he was a stripper.
I guess, okay.
He's fine.
Maybe it's different for him.
Well, when you look as good as he does with his clothes off, what do you care?
Yeah.
Who cares what woman's in the room? You check it out.
I know, but
it's
like
still like a famous world superstar is down at your crotch for what had to be several hours to film, you know, two pages of dialogue. As she
what
said.
A way to meet.
I mean, I would have knocked on her trailer door naked and be like, hey, do you want me to wear the dong sock?
Yeah.
Or do you want me to just go all natural like this? What's more comfortable for you, Miss Bullock?
Oh, natural.
Okay, you got it. Oh, natural it is.
By the way, she looks amazing for 57.
Oh, really?
I didn't realize she was 57.
I didn't think she was looking that great.
Oh, I feel like she's had a lot of work done.
That's what I thought, too.
If it's not fresh.
Mm. I thought she looked good, too. Her mouth is weird, and I don't know. I mean,
I agree. Mm-hmm.
She still looks like herself.
Yeah. Yeah, sort of. I mean, to me, I'm like, oh, man.
I feel like she just got something done right before her media tour here.
Like she's hiding something.
A little refresh.
Yeah.
I like her, though.
I do, too. She's just like down to earth.
Yeah, sometimes she's hotter than others. Like, she does, that's more with her than a lot of.
Well, I'll be honest. I never found her hot. Not even like the speed movies, none of that. It wasn't until she was in that Gravity movie.
Yeah, that one.
And I feel like that was like, wow, that's as hot as I've ever seen her. And I think here she's, you know, doing the whole, you're trying to hang on and put the lips in and, yeah.
Yeah, the lips.
No, I still think she looks good for 57.
Yeah, I mean, she's.
Yeah, you know. I just, you know, it's just.
57. Wow.
It's always sad to me. Like, just let it happen. I mean, I get it. They can't.
But then she'd be on there and be like, oh my God, she looks so old.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
I can't win.
Yeah.
You just can't win in Hollywood. Cannot win. Someone said James would have been dignitized.
He would have.
Like, those swirls show up in your eyeballs instead of like your pupils. That's what would have happened. Like, Channing Tatum. It's a wiener.
He's not in the movie. Like, you know, spoiler alert for you, he's not in the movie a ton.
Oh, really?
It's got like a smaller role.
No.
Sorry, I don't want to ruin it for you.
Those trailers are really spoiling it because it looks like he's like the main antagonist. Like,
the whole movie right there, probably,
like he's
with him.
There to rescue her. And he's the one that's going to go through a character change. He's going to start out as like, not the tough guy.
Maybe I misunderstood, but just from when they set it up, it sounds like he's not, like he's a smaller part. But what's his name?
Brad Pitt?
No, the host here, Stephen Colbert.
Oh, yeah.
He described the movie to her as, he said, I watched the movie, it's really stupid. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
No way.
I couldn't believe it.
Well,
let's see
him.
If I can get to the place where he says that. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. Is Bullet Train the other one? The new film is called Lost City, and it's an action adventure and a comedy, and I mean this with the highest possible compliment I can give it. It is silly and it is stupid, and but that's
that's the word you're putting out.
It is so silly. It's
silly
so
and
fun.
Stupid.
But
look,
no, but
okay,
that's
now
good
you say fun, but you led with silly and stupid, and everyone's like. I'm thinking, why am I here?
That's the highest compliment I can give someone as a comedian.
Really?
Boy, that's dumb.
So,
but it's so fun, and it's got good explosions too. What more do you want?
I think she did get a little offended there.
Well,
for a second.
I
caught her off guard.
Yeah,
it's okay. I'm going to pull the clip from yesterday, and I'm going to send it to Sandra. I'll make her feel better about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
Like,
you haven't even seen it.
Don't worry about that clown Colbert.
Yeah,
he can't even. Like, don't worry about Colbert. Let's hear it from a real fan. Somebody's going to appreciate Sandra and Channing Tatum's body.
James did sell it. He did.
Speaking of full frontal male nudity, more and more shows are featuring it now. The trick is, though, that they're not really nude. Instead of showing the actual dongers of the actors on screen, a lot of them are flopping around with fake wieners. Sebastian Stan showed off in Hulu's Pam and Tommy, prosthetic. Not surprisingly, these actors, they're not going for tiny ones when they get to
pick. Oh, my God, if I got to pick?
They're supersizing their fake salamis. So everyone watching just might get the idea that, you know, they're worried that young boys watching may think, oh, my God, I don't measure up to anyone.
Well,
all
get
these
used
guys
to that.
Have
just get
wieners.
Ready.
Well, they're hitting the nail right on the head. I'll tell you right now. I grew up watching the movie Boogie Nights. There's a scene in there with Dirk Diggler in the mirror. I'm like, oh, my God, that's what they're supposed to look like?
Yep.
Something's wrong with mine.
Yep.
And that's the big concern as they go more full frontal and they do bigger prosthetics that it's going to give unrealistic expectations.
Well, that one we saw, and I didn't hear anything about it being any kind of fake one. that one HBO show where they were like, oh, ladies, you have to fast forward to this thing.
Oh, no, that was
the,
what is
Netflix.
That show? It was Netflix.
Was it Netflix?
Is it the one we watched in here?
Yeah. Oh,
okay, yeah.
I mean, dude, it looked like an elephant trunk.
That's apparently his wang.
That's his.
Right.
You know?
Congratulations.
He's bringing the real.
And shake your hand if I didn't realize it was touching that wiener all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess maybe that's the one exception. He used his, when you got a big wiener, you use your own. And if you don't,
God, yeah.
You use a large prosthetic.
Well, that is the thing, right? Like when you hear actor uses
prosthetic,
don't you just assume
they're tiny?
They're small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Like I would have thought Tom Hardy would have used fake ones.
Kudos to him for having
kudos
no small dog shape.
Yeah.
He's blazing a new trail.
He doesn't care. Yeah.
Young boys will look to him and go, I'm bigger.
I'm just like Tom Hardy.
That's what we need.
Yeah.
More confident small dick men in the world.
Yes.
And finally, Lollapalooza 2022 announced their lineup with Jane's Addiction as a special guest. As you may or may not know, lead singer Perry Farrell founded the festival. Headlining the weekend, though, Metallica, Green Day, Dua Lipa, Machine Gun Kelly, and Lil Baby. Others on the lineup include Glass Animals, Charlie XCX, Willow, and more. They'll also be offering Kidzapalooza. It's going to be an interactive music playground with family-friendly performances and activities.
That's how old we're all getting.
We all have kids now.
Anyone who was going to Lollapalooza, they all have like kids that we need a babysitter for. So now they have to have Kidzapalooza right next door so we can go check out Jane's Addiction.
I was Jane here in 1991.
Sergio treats me like a rapper.
What's that
she
old man singing?
She hates.
I don't even know what that old man is singing.
I don't know him nothing.
That is incredibly sad.
That is life.
Super sad. Wow. So the
40- I've been gusting in once when I was five. That was a long time ago. When I was five, it was 1980.
That's his festival, isn't it?
Yeah.
He started
I forget that.
Yeah.
4-Day Festival is going down July 28th through the 31st in Chicago. Tickets are already on sale. They start at $350 and go up from there. No word what it'll cost you to get a kid.
Coming down the mountain! Hope they play that one.
Oh, actually, sir, the Jane's Addiction doesn't go on until 9:30.
Oh, I'll be in bed.
Just to let you know, they don't take the stage until 9:30.
When are we
evening.
Picking the kids up? 7:30?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Uh-oh. Another bitch is tripping.
Airline passengers had to be diverted 1,000 miles from their intended destination after a woman ran amok midair and started slapping the hell out of people.
Oh, yeah. That sucks.
I don't want anyone running amok on my plane.
No. Just chill. Chill out.
And then they were like, we're going to fly 1,000 miles.
Yep. She's slapping everybody already.
The flight.
Yes.
To Turkey.
Ah, well, it's Turkey.
Left Manchester, England, about 9:15 in the morning. It had originally been due to arrive in Turkey about 4.5 hours later. But following this incident, they had to divert to Vienna. One fellow passenger who declined to give her name said that the female passenger, about 1 hour and 20 minutes into the flight, started to go a little
squirrely. Yeah.
Then she went to the front of the plane. I guess what was really pissing her off is there was a baby that wouldn't stop crying.
That is a terrible experience.
Turkish baby.
So 1 hour and 20 minutes into the flight, this little Turkish crybaby.
Yeah.
was driving her nuts.
Yeah.
She couldn't take it anymore. She started getting louder, more aggressive.
Shut up, this baby! Shut up, this Turkish baby!
It will never stop cry.
I will start slapping.
It will never stop to cry.
I will slap.
A customer said something. She slapped him in the face. Another person stood up. She slapped them in the face.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. That's when they made the decision. We got to land this bird.
We need to just get to where it's like, what is that, the fifth element? And they just, like, knock you out right away. Everybody gets gassed right away in the seat. And then you wake up when you're there.
Here's a little bit of the tape of...
Can we listen to it? Oh, wow. It's just the worst kind of British woman that there could be.
Honestly.
Turkish babies are stupid! Turkish babies cry!
She's in, like, I mean, she's got a decent body. She's going to skin tight.
Yeah,
she's in. Suit, if you will.
I don't know.
That crop top.
Oh, yeah. I wish that one guy was still there because he's like, oh, damn, this girl will not shut up.
That's it. They're all cheering as she's being taken off the plane in Vienna. It's the same kind of rage. It's fast food rage up there. Right. In the air.
Wow. Weird. You're right. It's like the same type of thing.
There she is being taken off.
Bye.
It just sucks because you were trying to get to a place. You know? You were trying to get somewhere where you have everything booked.
100%. And I'm just going to get my hair plugs in Turkey. And
yeah, exactly.
I'm going to miss my appointment.
Yeah.
Damn it. The passenger said staff made the decision to divert the flight. As the plane landed, she slapped a few more people before she got off. Just for good.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, get your slaps in.
And they say this is the first time they've ever had to land a Jet2 flight because someone on the flight was out of control. No one could help the out-of-control woman, though, when she slapped passengers.
No. She wasn't, like, anything people couldn't have just subdued. You know? Just subdue.
Yeah.
I guess chokehold.
It seems like you're right. Like, she seemed like you'd be able to get her under control.
I guess they're not as prepared for this as maybe we are here.
Yeah, maybe not.
Oh, maybe.
Because here we just have like three guys subdue them, and then all of a sudden you're duct taped down and you've got your arms are in those clasps.
It probably depends on how long the flight is, right? What am I doing? Because you think that lady's going to like.
4.5 hours.
Be subdued for.
I mean, I'm going to tape her right up.
I guess they do duct tape just,
yeah, they do.
Yeah, let's duct tape her. I'd be on board. I'd help.
Yeah.
And we get to go to our destination on
time. Listen, I'm still trying to get to Turkey.
That's
I got to get this
you gotta
hair.
Get those hair plugs.
I want the Fabio. I got the Fabio, and I am not going to miss it.
That poor guy just trying to watch his movie there.
I know.
He's tried. He's kept those headphones on. I think he pulled a Dave. I think you would do the same thing. You just keep your headphones on.
That's it.
Like watch nothing's happening.
Down. I'm not a part of this.
Finally, he couldn't do it anymore.
Oh, man. I'd love Dave to be just trying to just ignore it and this chick just to slap him.
Oh, my God.
Because he's not paying attention.
Oh, exactly. It would be. You want to watch your movie?
Oh, Hustlers with J-Lo, huh?
yeah.
Be a Royal Rumble.
Oh, my God.
I'd jump up and take her down faster than you could say tickety-boo.
Yep. Then they subdue Dave.
It's Mr. Hunter to you.
Yeah.
Tape him up.
No, I would not just take that sitting down.
No.
You can't just
slap I would love to know who all got slapped. You know? Because
the parent, one of the parents of the screaming baby.
Oh, sure, yeah. Yeah.
Slapped and then
definitely slapping
that.
I mean, I guess if I know I'm getting kicked off, I'm looking around like who deserves to be slapped around here?
If she's in like a slapping mood.
Yeah. Right.
You're getting kicked off anyway?
Slap happy. Mm. You know, like get your shots in because you're in Vienna now for the rest of your holiday.
Bitch, I'm trying to watch another stupid airplane movie. Did you just hit me?
Hit you again.
I did watch another stupid movie on the plane.
You always do. You always do. You never pick some kind of Oscar winner.
I've seen them all. That's the problem. I'm a big movie fan. And so when you get on the plane, I'm like, seen it. It wasn't stupid. It was okay. It was with Michael Caine and Aubrey Plaza.
Oh, I like both of them too.
But yeah. It was about her dad dies. Well, she takes over the publishing house her dad ran.
Okay.
And Michael Caine owes them one book, but he's been a recluse for like decades.
So
she has to try and get a book out of him.
Yeah.
This is Dave's description of the movie Bestsellers.
Just yes. Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Yes. Yes. Thank you. I had no idea what it was called. Yeah. I was like, okay, I like those people. I'll watch that. But it was just okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never heard of that movie.
Michael Caine looks about 172.
He has to be 172.
He must be, yeah.
What's wrong?
What's Michael Caine, he's still going.
He's still with us, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Someone.
But he looks 172.
Someone just like him.
Just died. No, Michael Caine is still with us.
Okay.
Maybe not now that you've mentioned it.
Okay.
Someone just like him?
You know what I mean? In the same vein.
No, he's still with us. He is 89.
Now some other old guy.
Well, it was like Monty Python dudes or something.
I don't know. I can't remember. Just another old guy. And I was like, oh, God, it wasn't Michael Caine, was it?
Yeah, but that's him in the movie.
Yeah, he is.
I can't believe he's still with us and still acting.
I just love her sense of humor.
It's so, like, weird.
Yeah, Parks and Rec.
Oh, my gosh.
Just in real, like, when she's in an interview or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
it's just so funny.
Speaking of flights, remember, you guys, I've given you a heads up several times now that they've seemed to have stopped editing the dirty stuff out of movies.
Yes.
Right? On planes.
Yes.
So if you pick a questionable movie on a flight, the next time you fly, you may see more than you expected.
Yep.
And you may get embarrassed and try and hide the titties or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this is making the rounds online.
I listen to this or no?
Yeah, it's just this guy. It's everyone. It's three people on a plane. There's one guy who's in the front of the camera here watching a questionable movie. A chick is kind of like...
riding.
Well, she's like raising... it's not filthy, but she's kind of gyrating,
okay.
I guess you'd say.
Okay, gyration.
And there's a little tiny white kid beside him.
Yeah.
Whose eyes... have caught the attention of this screen.
This is something.
Is it Hustlers? He could be watching Hustlers. Or maybe not. I don't know.
I don't know, but that's
a strip.
Look at the kid's got his mouth open. Oh my God, he's never seen anything like this. Look at that. Look at the kid.
That's hilarious.
It's amazing. This guy couldn't be closer to the screen, too, the guy who's watching it.
Is he even watching it? I think he's got his eyes closed.
No, he's watching.
No, he's watching.
Just blinked.
Okay.
But this kid,
what are you seeing?
Close to the screen so that kid doesn't see it.
You've just changed that little guy.
Well,
he'll never forget that.
Oh, he never will. I'll have to retweet this so you guys can check it out. Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck.
Man, that's funny.
But I just love his mouth is literally a
Well, because there's a part where the girl is... it's like on all fours, but backwards.
So like the crab.
Walk. Yeah. And spread crab walk, and it's right there for the kid to see, and the kid's mouth is just agape. He cannot.
Right,
yeah, he's
too.
Never seen anything like it.
This is unbelievable. My God,
it's the coolest thing to fly.
And I'm sure, like, would you assume that's his mom next to him?
Is that a lady?
Yeah. It's either his mom or his lesbian aunt.
Yeah,
I thought it was his dad.
No, that's a lady.
Some relative.
Dave has a real hard time telling a gender.
he does.
Doesn't he?
Okay,
yeah,
relax.
He does. I thought that was a match.
Clarify.
Nope. At first glance, I mean, I guess I was looking at the kid more in the movie, so it just was like a side eye there. That to me is a man.
No, it's no man has those type of sideburns.
Like for the hairstyle and the glasses.
Like, look, okay, look at that shot. That's a guy and his dad.
It's just an unkept woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a flying woman.
Yeah, flying woman.
Unkept woman.
Yeah.
She doesn't care.
All I know is that if I was that kid, like, you're going to get backhanded for staring at that movie with my mouth wide open.
Yeah, they didn't notice.
No.
Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. Go check out this little kid there if you haven't seen it. It's so funny. But that's going to happen more and more now. As they stop editing these movies on flights, which I was kind of shocked by, you're going to see.
I guess
be careful who can see your screen.
I guess now you have to kind of give a heads up, like as you're, sitting down, you're like, okay, there's a kid behind me, so I got to watch what I watch.
I feel like you're a movie reviewer for planes.
Plane movie reviewer.
You should probably. You might as well just have a segment
on the show where you tell us.
Yeah.
You come in and you go, "This is my latest movie I watched on a plane."
Yeah, there should almost be like a plane sound and then some kind of theme music where it's like, bah, bah, bah. Dave's plane review.
And where the edits are.
Yeah.
And they're not. Yeah.
Hey, everybody, I had a chance to fly to Fort Lauderdale.
Best sellers.
And, you know, I've seen everything.
So, and the thing is, he doesn't even tell you the name of the movie in the review.
He's like, I don't know. It had Sandra Bullock. And, Idol's older movie. I'm not sure exactly what it was. It was just okay. It was just okay. You know? Not great, not terrible.
I'm this close to making an intro for that.
Oh, please don't. Oh, don't do that.
It doesn't have to. No intros.
No.
No.
No. I'm just saying, like, if you want to do that on your own, you want to do that on your own, like Dave's TikTok.
He seems to commit to
it. I know, I 100% do.
He'll watch the entire thing.
He will. Yeah. To a fault. To a fault.
No, you're absolutely right. I feel like I need to know how it turns out.
Even if it's terrible.
Really? Yeah. Even if it's terrible.
Well, because you're already invested.
Honestly, it just distracts me from being bored on a plane.
Yeah, I mean, I get
it. Even though if it's bad, it's still... I'm still just not sitting there.
And it's not something you've already seen. You know what's going to happen.
And I'm not like a lot of people. I can't watch the same movies over and over and over again.
No, yeah. I can't.
I get that,
too. You know, once or twice, I can definitely see a movie I love.
Why don't you watch a show? A series.
I know, but then look on, I'm like, watch,
I will say this.
Island House Hunters.
The thing about watching a show when you're not, like, into watching shows is that...
It's a commitment.
I look at the commitment aspect of it, you know.
But it's an hour a day or something. Or
I know,
an hour,
but even an hour a day to me seems
I think at the
like,
end of the day, too, on a flight, I just want fluff. Like, I did watch that killer Japanese
movie. Here's another one.
Good morning, everybody. I watched a killer Japanese movie.
Talking about Squid Game.
I think it's Squid Game.
No, it wasn't. Oh, no. It was with you.
Let's guess what Dave watched.
God, what was it? Who was in it?
Movie.
Award-winning.
Award-winning.
Oh, I know.
The virus one?
What is it called?
Pandemic? Virus?
You were with me. I know what it was. Like, damn!
Yeah, it's got a word.
Winner.
You'd think it means something else.
2 years ago or so.
Parasite. Parasite! Oh. Parasite, that's it.
Pretty good.
It was pretty good.
That was close to the virus.
Yeah. I knew it was like something that sounded... I mean, you would think it was some kind of zombie-type movie or whatever. It's got nothing to do with that, just divorce and terribleness.
Oh, it shocked me, though. A couple of scenes shocked me.
Yeah.
And that's the one where I screamed, "God damn!" out loud, and Chuck was like, hit me like, damn.
Dude. People around.
Are you sure you don't want an intro for this?
Yeah, no, we do not.
One of the weirdest ones was the Victoria and Abdul one.
Oh, yeah. Dave's like, hey, everybody, I had a chance to travel to lovely Cancun, Mexico. And on my trip, I was flipping through movies, and I saw there was one about an Indian servant who falls in love with the Queen of England. And I can't remember exactly what something about Abdul. I don't know the names of the people in it, but it was pretty good.
Like, I think every single movie is just always pretty good.
It was pretty good. Not great.
You liked that one.
You looked at the cover of that and we're like, yeah, that's the one. That's how I'll spend my 2 hours.
There's the cover right there. That's it.
Sometimes I feel like, Dave's like, I'm gonna, maybe there'll be some, you know, like cultural thing I'm gonna pick up on in this one.
It has the two as a queen. Right?
Yeah.
It has, you know, your two cultures.
That's it, Lisa.
Yeah, that's it.
From the UK, Indian that I married
into. I think I'm going to really, I'm going to really get attached to this one. And I, you know, I watch everything with Abdul Karim in it.
Every time I see that movie, though, I think of you. I'm like, Dave, watch that movie.
I know,
can't believe it.
I know.
But like, that sums up exactly it.
Here's how this happens. I just go on the plane, I sit down, I hit new releases.
And is it just like a spinning thing where there you go? There
that's
you
it.
Go.
New releases. And I'm like, haven't seen it. Haven't seen it. Haven't seen it.
And then you just go with it. You stay with it. And you don't even look at a trailer or
nothing.
You don't look at anything.
Honestly, I don't even read the description.
Listen, I've seen Lisa.
Yeah, there's a queen and an Indian man. Okay.
I've watched Lisa take probably 15, 20 minutes deciding where she's like,
the flight.
She's like, let's see exactly what this is about.
I want to know what I'm getting
into. Yeah, I'm the same way. I look forever on a plane to find the right thing because I don't want to.
Another Bloody Mary, please.
Yeah,
I
need this. One flight with you guys, I got bombed.
Couldn't find anything to watch.
That was a long flight, though.
Yeah, I had the special chair that they had with the tray that came out of the side, and I couldn't figure it out. I made a bunch of noise.
I watched another one too on the way there, and I don't.
I
honestly don't even remember what it was.
I'd rather watch a movie I like.
Me too. See, to me, there was one called Lady Boss up Lady above, Boss. And I'm like, that's like something that Dave might pick. It's just a weird.
Is that the one with Selma Hayek?
I don't know.
Where's the new releases? This is old ones. In here.
I know.
Let's see.
Oh, I watched one about a coupon scam on the way there.
Oh.
But it's apparently a real life story.
You told us about that one, too.
Did I? I thought that was this flight.
Hey,
was it?
Yeah. Well, maybe it was another.
Some sort of coupon scam.
Okay, never mind.
Where these two women who are struggling figure out how to get coupons from big companies. And then they start getting them printed.
Oh, they do it themselves. Like they print.
They hook up with someone in a Mexican coupon factory.
Is it called Queen Pins?
Is it the
where these movies come from?
It's the
premise of them are so crazy.
I know they make no sense. You can't even make a good movie.
Christine Bell in it.
Yes.
Yeah, Queen Pins is the name of the movie.
Queen Pins.
Crazy coupon heist movie.
Hey, everybody. Recently had the chance to fly to beautiful Sedona, Arizona. And I watched a movie called Queen Pin.
Dollar store Vaughn guy right there in the bottom.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. It looks like him.
It's Vince Vaughn. No, it is Vince Vaughn.
That's actually Vince Vaughn.
He plays a postal service, one of those
different.
Postal service investigators.
Looks like a Vince Vaughn impersonator.
He's lost
some weight.
I just saw
him in Curb, and he didn't look like that.
Dude, you found a Vince Vaughn movie.
Yes,
absolutely.
Why don't you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm? That's a good show.
That's
funny as light in a half hour.
It's an hour and a half and done, and I'm out.
Okay.
Like that's, I think, what it is. Curb has a lot of laughs, and you can kind of watch an episode and not have to be like, ooh, three more episodes I'll need to watch.
You know what's, you know, the thing about Curb, not everybody gets Curb.
Oh, please.
No, I'm telling you this right now.
I know. I mean,
you can sit down with some people and they don't find it funny. And I'm always shocked by it.
You know what got me on this one? And this is stupid, too. The chubby dude who plays the coupon investigator, he was in that Richard Jewell movie about the Atlanta Park.
Was he Richard Jewell?
He was Richard Jewell in the Olympic Park bombing, which is another movie I watched.
I was going to say,
and
for
he was
sure
so good in
that
movie,
that.
I thought, oh, okay, well.
So he was the selling point.
Yeah, he's the selling point.
And that means you watch Queen King.
Because of another.
That's the guy right there.
Let me just say, on my way to Sedona, I was searching for a movie, and as you guys know, in episode 18, I told you about the Richard Jewell movie. Well, that actor, who I can't name, was on the screen. So I clicked it, and I thought it was a very thin Vince Vaughn. And it turns out he has lost some weight. I don't know what the name of the movie is, but I'll tell you this. It was pretty good.
Paul Walter Hauser.
That was pretty good.
Paul Walter
Not great,
Hauser.
Not bad. Pretty good.
Dave could be his own version of like the Oscars where he gives awards to people in movies that he's watched on airplanes.
Yeah.
Like this guy who played
Is this
the
a
bombing
preview?
Dude.
Oh, you want to see a clip of it?
Do you think they swear anything?
No, there's a grandma and Richard Jewell guy.
I am Ken Miller. I'm the loss prevention officer for all the A&G family marts across the Southwest. You're lucky I was here today to spot this little guy. Take a look here. See that expiration date? Does that look familiar to you? November 31st? It shouldn't. Only 30 days in the month of November. So whoever tried to replicate this little guy, clearly they didn't look at a calendar. I mean, if you know what to look for, it's easy to spot.
Well, can you just make an exception?
I mean, we could just honor it.
again, just one time.
Dave.
She's been coming here for like 150 years.
Yeah, I don't care if she's Dame Judi Dench, Dave. You leave the food out, the critters will get it. This is how this starts. I'm just saying, sorry to compare you to rodents, ma'am. I didn't mean that. I just mean to say the rules are rules. But if it helps.
If it helps, I have hemorrhoids. You know what
oh
helps?
Oh, my
on
God.
You? Preparation H.
This is the movie you
yeah,
watch.
He sat through this.
Well, holy cow. He
better.
You watched
it.
That was a good joke.
Yes,
she
I
had.
Know.
The preparation H.
Yeah, it does.
Line. That was funny.
Subtle stuff.
If I was like, tell me about a movie I should see, and somebody was like, it's a coupon scan movie. Yeah. It's these ladies get these coupons and they hook up with the underbelly of the coupon world and be like, oh, I'm not watching that.
No, in fact, if I'm a producer, I'm like, I'm not paying for this movie to be made.
Right.
No. And I just say, you know, the problem with like watching a series on a plane is that like they'll put season six up there.
Yeah.
It's not like you can watch, you know, you can go from the beginning and watch the whole thing. Yeah. So I end up watching Coupon Queens or whatever it was called.
Yeah,
Queen
whenever
pins, Dave.
Queen yeah, pins. Yeah.
Yeah. Queen pins.
Pretty good.
Anyways.
Oh, that's so crap. Yeah, it's a
Lame
thing.
Reviews. Different.
It's a real thing that happens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. In some other news this morning, mm-hmm. we're off to Florida now, where a Florida man was apparently trapped in a porta potty.
It's terrible.
But turns out he was also up to no good at the same time.
Okay.
I'm going to play you the whole report here, right, including the intro, because they get very dramatic with it on NBC2. The story happened in Collier County. Take a listen.
I overheard on my ring camera about an hour of screaming.
It almost sounds like that heavy metal song from 2001.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the...
This is the only heavy metal song he's heard.
Yeah.
You know the body song?
Probably not something you want to hear in the middle of the night when you're trying to sleep.
Seriously, what the...
Oh, my God.
How can you be doing this?
You could hear him through the neighborhood.
But it wasn't this guy's demonic howling that landed him in handcuffs.
It was what deputies found once they got him to stop screaming.
Yeah, it's not exactly a lullaby, but people in one Naples neighborhood were forced to listen to that man yelling as they tried to fall asleep. I'm Peter Bush.
And I'm Brenna White. Collier County deputies arrested this guy, James Goose, after they found him locked inside a porta potty, screaming his head off with a bag full of drugs. NBC2's Zach Barrett walks us through the security footage.
The Latin bystander is my favorite part of this as well.
Right.
So
it's hilarious to me because the hard-hitting nature of this story really comes down to it's Naples and it's a man screaming while people are trying to sleep.
Absolutely.
Which is like, that's one of the worst things I could ever
have. That's our top story.
Yeah,
today.
Yeah.
Man screams in porta potty.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I overheard on my ring camera about an hour of screaming.
But neighbors couldn't figure out where that wailing was coming from.
You could hear him through the neighborhood.
After nearly an hour of hysterical screaming.
It's kind of scary to hear that late at night.
Neighbors realized a man was inside this, treating the porta potty like his own personal prison.
He tried to get out of the porta potty, but he couldn't because he was stuck.
When deputies arrived here to the porta potty, they told the suspect to open this door immediately. But he told them that he couldn't because his foot was stuck in the door. So deputies opened it for him and took him right out.
Oh, boy.
Seriously, what the f***? How can you be doing this?
Deputies freed James Gauss from his stinky situation.
Oh.
You can see him right there sitting on the ground.
You can't get stuck on it.
That's not why Gauss was arrested. He's behind bars because of what deputies found on him. A half gram of fentanyl and a syringe.
Ooh, nah. Too bad, man.
The Collier County Sheriff's Office says they're seeing more fentanyl on the streets like many other places around the country.
We got kids out here. There's kids over there. There's kids around.
Gauss is still in the Collier County Jail. But hey, at least he's out of this self-imposed cell. Reporting for NBC2, I'm Zach Barrett.
So he was just so high that he was probably like pulling the door towards him to try and open it.
Yeah, could not open it himself.
Yeah, the cops just
opened it, no problem.
Took him right out of there.
Is that our poop reporter friend?
No,
that's not Gage. That's the other. This is the other one.
This is Zach.
I was gonna say he gets the worst stories.
Yeah. Zach isn't given the quality stuff that Gage is given.
Oh, okay.
I think they're their top two.
But he's working. He's trying to catch up. Does he have an Emmy?
I don't think he has any Emmys.
I don't think so.
Maybe he will after that.
Old people watching that news report though in the beginning with the song.
Can you imagine? Man.
What is that?
That's one of the worst things I've ever heard.
Today on the news, they played the voice of the devil. They played it right on the news.
Satanic. Something satanic.
Let the bodies.
What? That's what it sounded like?
Somebody had a heart attack.
Probably not something.
I'll be honest, I can't even imagine trying to fall asleep at night and hearing that racket.
Somebody texted in saying that sound that guy's making sounds like this noise Dave makes when we watch like a Bebop's OnlyFans pictures or videos.
Pretty similar.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This is not something you see normally when you're sitting in your car eating a sandwich. Some bears wander up wanting a little nibble of it.
Well, yeah, they'll take a sandwich.
Happened to a dude in California. Here's a quick story from Fox 11.
Welcome back. A camera was recording when three little bear cubs find a sandwich that was just right in Sierra Madre. Much, though, to the dismay of the man holding that sandwich.
Get.
Nah.
Come on, get. Ha, ha, get. Get out of here.
Yes, please. Bill Duval was about to enjoy his corned beef sandwich when one of three bear cubs thought he might like to share it. He recorded this little encounter outside his home, and while the Duval family is used to bears in the neighborhood, the bears don't usually try to get in the car for takeout. The mama is somewhere close by.
Yeah.
That is so scary.
It's so scary.
The mom's near. Like three little bear cubs, you could probably...
Yeah, but think about being a bear and you smell a corned beef sandwich. What I mean? You're used
with
to eating
super bear smells.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was this at his house?
I guess. I don't know why he was in his own car.
Why are you eating a sandwich, corned beef sandwich in your car?
Lisa, I'll be honest. I did this a thousand times when I was a married man.
You don't want your wife to see you?
You had to go and hide your...
Sometimes. Do you know how many times, Lisa, I would park down the street? I would park down the street.
To eat?
To eat some fast food. And then I'd have to like... roll it up like it was like drugs and then like dispose of it very quickly into the outside garbage can so that it was never discovered. And then, you know, 5-6 days later, I saw your little collection. Damn it. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, sometimes a guy has to eat in his driveway, Lise. It happens.
I do it, too, but I don't have any reason to.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
That's more sad, I feel. I had a reason.
Yeah, I didn't realize that a lot of men ate their food in their cars. But near your house?
I'll just park. I'm just like, I don't got it in me to... walk to the door sometimes.
Walk to the door.
I get a burger and I'm like, I'll just stay here. I'll stay here. Maybe hopefully somebody runs into my car or something.
Yeah, I get that.
It's a good thing there's not bears around, I guess.
I guess.
Right. Yeah.
It'd be a different story.
I think, though, you're right. I think a bunch of guys maybe hide out when they're eating something they shouldn't
be. Know. The guys.
And that's what happened here, and the bears wanted some, too.
Yeah.
I just had a Reuben last week. And Reuben. My God.
I had one recently.
See,
too.
But if you had bears around, they'd be like, they'd smell it.
They'd come after your car.
I want to like a Reuben more than I do.
You should.
I try them all the time,
and
I want to like
them.
So
good, Andy.
One
of the best.
I don't get into.
I don't think I've ever
much.
Had one.
Oh no, you would.
No, too much
stuff.
Too
jizzy for you.
Yeah, yeah, there's
too
much a lot stuff. Of stuff on it,
but it's delicious.
It is.
It's well if it's well done. There is a woman who has been hospitalized because she held in her farts too long in front of her boyfriend.
That's a long time.
Actually, a Brazilian singer named Polka.
Okay,
Polka.
I'm not familiar with.
No,
I'm Polka.
We're not.
Man, this
you should check her out. I think you might like her, Dave.
Yeah, no, I'm familiar with her now.
Oh, okay.
I was not familiar with her.
And I'm not talking about her music. I can tell you a word about her music.
Right.
She's got a nice Instagram page.
Yes, she absolutely does. She is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to check her out for yourself. And I know this page that I had her on just keeps refreshing. Mm. But this is Polka.
Okay.
She's a Brazilian singer. She was hospitalized after experiencing severe stomach pains. It seems, though, that her stomach problems all were caused by trapped farts.
That's terrible.
She was so embarrassed to fart in front of her boyfriend that she held them in.
She could fart right on me.
Jesus.
I'm just saying.
I thought only I was allowed to do that.
I appreciate the effort of that.
I do, too. I absolutely
that
do.
Hurt herself.
I'd be like, are you okay?
Hey,
are you okay? Did you have to do that?
Can you really be hospitalized for that, though?
After being treated at the hospital, she's gone public with her problems, explaining that she had, as doctors told her, just too much trapped gas.
Oh my God.
She luckily no longer has severe pain in her abdomen. She was able to share some videos of herself in the hospital, reassuring her fans that she's now fine. She says from now on, she will not do that again. There she is in the hospital.
I know I've held my farts in.
You just say you do it in here all the time, so you should be going to the hospital
no, but
any minute.
What I'm saying is maybe she just doesn't have the, I don't know.
I was thinking about this, what? Like, if, like, three of my farts aren't three of her farts.
Exactly.
Oh. Is that what you're getting at?
Well, I think I'm just maybe more used to it, so I've definitely, like, been holding stuff in and have felt like, oh, God, I feel like crap just because whatever everything is that's going on down there. But it's never been enough for me to rush to the hospital. I don't know. Maybe she was just so not used to feeling that way.
Plus, you go away. You go outside or you go to the bathroom or whatever.
Exactly. I mean, I'm not going. I'm going to let it out at some point in a different environment.
She doesn't know all the tricks, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You could just make a choice to keep holding in your farts after a certain point.
They'll jump out. They will jump out. Mine will jump out on me.
That's a nice outfit over here.
Yeah, I know. She's fine, but
also quite gassy.
That's it, and she wasn't ready for it.
It's a nice bathing suit, too.
Yeah, I worry about her in that bathing suit. I wonder how many farts she had in that photo.
So many.
Actually, she's wearing, like, chainmail here. It probably goes right through
you
that.
Can kind of see on her face, like, she's holding
it in. Yeah. Now we look at all her pictures like, differently. Look at this one, right?
She's like, ooh. Oh, that's her, like, letting one out.
Yeah.
This and one. That's her saying, it wasn't me.
Yep. About 20 farts on deck in each of these photos.
That's a precarious position if you are
squatting. I can't do that you know when you can't squat.
I feel like the wardrobe's holding some of it in.
Possibly it is.
Yeah, it's pretty tight back there.
Seal.
Yeah,
you can check her out for yourself if you want to see her. We put the link to the story up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Now another lady to speak of, a Miami-based model who has apparently America's largest titties.
Wow.
But they're giving her nothing but trouble.
Well, that's a claim.
Naylene Ashley underwent 3 boob jobs to achieve the biggest breasts in America.
Okay.
For those of you keeping score at home, she's 33 years old. She ended up with 1,250 cc implants. That's how big the implants were.
Okay.
So massive. But now she's having a change of heart. She wants them out. She claims her humongous jugs are causing her health problems, including migraines and back tension. Even when she works out, she just cannot handle it anymore.
They're definitely not America's biggest boobs.
Maybe they're America's biggest fake boobs. Well, they're probably not even that.
No, because I think she did. You saw someone in Vegas with bigger boobs than this.
The biggest legal implants in America. That's what it is.
Okay.
But she says she's got constant back pains, migraines, and she wants to get them out.
Yeah. I mean, good luck. I mean, stuff's not going to look the same when they try to piece it all back together.
She'll have to have implants still, probably.
They're going to have to do something with all that extra skin.
True.
They're not even, like, crazy killer compared to what we've seen.
No.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they're just, you can tell, they're probably the biggest boobs you can get that semi look real. I mean, you know, like, before it gets to that ungodly stage.
Like beach balls.
Yeah.
Maybe they're the biggest singular implants. Maybe people get more than one. I don't know. But we've definitely seen, like, that. Even that woman, James, that we saw in Vegas, she claimed to have the biggest titties in Vegas. She was bigger than her.
Much bigger than this
way
woman.
Way bigger.
But you can understand how they would affect
you. But listen, like, I can look at those and say, okay, they're just gigantic. But they're not, I mean, they're pretty close to it, but there is a size that they get where the skin is so stretched out that all of a sudden it's almost like becoming transparent. You see the veins and everything. And
people are saying, and this is a good point, biggest legal size allowed in the U.S. Many other countries allow much more. And
so
that's
you go to
probably,
Mexico or whatever and get those giant boobs and then move back to Vegas.
And come back. Mm-hmm. That's probably what we're thinking of. But they're still big and they'd still cause trouble.
Oh, yeah. Remember there was one girl crushing beer cans and stuff with hers. I mean, there's some big knockers out there.
Someone eloquently said they don't look that big because of a fat ass and hood. I'm not sure what.
I mean, she is like wide.
Yeah.
Yeah, she got them big hips.
But what did she have? I think she has like 3.4 million people or 3.4 million views.
On her TikTok.
On her TikTok. So, you know. Boobs work on TikTok.
Yeah, surprisingly. Amazing.
One of the things I've figured out.
All right, coming up. What insane thing happened to an Indian teenager who fell out of bed? Let's get to that.
The Times of India.
This is like something that could really only happen in India.
Okay.
An Indian teen is lucky to be alive after tumbling out of bed and falling headfirst into a sickle.
Oh, my God.
Most kids don't have sickles in their bedroom.
No,
right?
You really don't.
In other parts of the
outside
world.
Outside of your crib.
And so there you go.
Oh, my God. That's right.
100%.
Like it is a bad day.
I think a sickle is in my head.
Oh, my God. The sickle became lodged gruesomely.
Oh, I feel like maybe this was just
in his head.
Like I tried to sickle blade you.
No.
And then I'm like, he fell into the sickle because he doesn't look like he's communicating very well anymore.
Stop it.
It doesn't.
The freak accident occurred the other day after Bupu Sen finished working and left the sickle on the floor of his room. He forgot it was there as his bedroom light wasn't working. And that's when he rolled out of bed right on to the tool's curved blade, which embedded itself 1.5 inches into his skull.
I don't even know what you do with a sickle other than be the Grim Reaper.
And you cut
just
down crops.
Cut down.
I got some stuff I could use one for in my house, but I'm not going to buy one. I'll use a weed whip.
Yeah. Amazingly, there was no bleeding.
That's crazy.
How?
It just kind of was completely sealed up there, I guess. The boy was rushed to the hospital. Doctors performed a CAT scan and then transferred him to the surgery ward.
It's just nuts. They probably left that thing in him for... Oh, that's really in his brain.
100%. Doctors managed to remove it after a 3-hour operation.
How's he doing now?
They say he's resting after the traumatic ordeal and he claims he's not in pain anymore.
No, he doesn't feel much.
He's got to rest up.
The doctors who did the surgery say they are stunned that he didn't die or become paralyzed from this.
Oh, man, that's not fun to hear from the docs.
No.
Oh, they did have to Give him a really bad haircut in order to fix stuff up for him.
He had a sickle in his head.
I know, I understand, but now I've just got back hair.
I think the sickle looked better.
Yeah, yeah, I did. I mean, the bandage is a little...
Just shave it right off for me, if you would.
Yeah, like, yeah, just do the whole thing. Right, yeah, exactly.
Don't maybe later after he gets out of the hospital.
Half my head. Shave the whole thing for me.
Left me with a stupid haircut.
No, I want to keep the length in the back.
He requested it.
Yeah.
He shaved everything but a man bun.
Keep the length in the back. I will look like Aquaman.
But again, another situation where you're so lucky you survived.
I can't. It
Man,
doesn't
could
make
they
any
have
sense.
Taken any more pictures of him with the sickle in his head? There's like 35 pictures.
I know. I feel like he was sitting there for about 4 hours
like,
before
maybe
they
do
did
the
it.
Surgery and help me.
Yeah,
I don't know why. No, all of a sudden,
yeah.
Other side, please. More light. Okay.
Is this for a sickle in the brain magazine?
No, Instagram. My Instagram.
It seems like some kind of like spread in a magazine that you're doing.
Just sit still. Shut up.
Yeah.
He's fine. Amazingly, he is fine.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Because he should not be.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.